is it that only a few rise to the top of the very same field that many play in? Why is it that when thousands attempt the very same thing with the very same tools, that the outcome of success and excellence is held by a tiny percentage? These are the rising stars, and I believe I found another for you that will become a household name someday. So let's explore the X factor that my guest brings to the table. You have tuned into Rising Stars, a segment of Debt-Free Wealth Radio. Trudy Bierman here. Thank you for joining me on your mobile device, the web, or through our syndicated outlets. I invite you to come on board as we discover new rising stars that seem destined to become household names in their sphere of influence. Donna Reckitt is my guest today, and she's an Amazon best-selling author of the book, What Are You Looking At? Finding Joy in the Chaos and Monotony of Life. She's also a Bible teacher, public speaker, and Christian spiritual coach, spreading the message that Jesus was sent to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And a reference for that is Luke 4, 18 through 19. Donna's message reminds us that the answers to any problem is found in Jesus. Welcome, Donna.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Okay, so we only have 15 minutes to get, you know, a wealth of content out. So we're just going to try and condense it. And Donna, I understand that you've had some financial miracles in your life that you credit to God. Would you like to share that with us today?
Sure. You know, it's never fun to think about these terrible financial times that we went through. They were embarrassing. They were... They really hurt at the time. You know, I didn't want to tell anybody about them at the time, but coming out of them, I'm willing to share my story because I want to help other people. And so we did go through times of bankruptcy. I actually lost a home. I had a couple of cars that were repossessed and just hounded by bill collectors. And so I know what that is like. And it was scary. And I had three young children at the time. What are you going to do when you're losing your home? And I have been a Christian since a really young age. And, you know, one of the things that happened is I would look at these promises in the Bible of God's provision and these blessings that he had for us. And I'd have to say, but they're not happening in my life. And luckily, I was solid enough in my salvation that I did not say, hey, this Christian life doesn't work. I just give up. I recognize that, hey, I'm missing something here. What is it? Because God's always right. You know, he never lies. His word can be depended on, but I'm missing it. It's not happening in my life. And so I really went on deep Bible study, and I got connected with some different pastors that were teaching about faith that I had not been taught about. And it was new information to me that I could invite God into my finances, that he would care about that. And I had to learn some biblical principles of how to turn this thing around. And so now I've gone from being bankrupt to having more than enough. And I recognized that looking back, those were defining days for me. Like, I allowed it to affect my entire life. You know, I lacked joy. There was fear and stress. And God brought me freedom from all of that. So my ministry is centered around helping people to find that freedom that Jesus bought for us on the cross so that we can now start reigning in life, as Romans 5:17 tells us that we should be doing, instead of always having those financial problems, that lack. I learned that Jesus died on the cross to get rid of that lack for us.
Awesome, awesome. And I resonate with a lot of what you just shared. So tell me, Donna, what exactly is your mission and who are you serving?
I serve both Christian men and women, but primarily women. And I'm working with people who are Christians but are lacking that joy in their life. They have a lot of stress. They have fear. I know so many Christians, we are just saying, you know, this life is hard and I just wish the rapture would come, right? Don't you hear that a lot? And could we just be done with this? Like, we know that heaven's going to be great and we can't wait to get there. But for that person who says, there's got to be more to life than this, for that person who's lost their joy, who is just so overwhelmed, and that's the person that I'm reaching. And I had come to a point in my life where I said, my Christian life doesn't look much different than the unbeliever in the next cubicle over. Like I said, I've been a Christian since a really young age, but I was just as sick, just as broke, had just as many relationship problems. You know, I didn't do some of the things that they did. So my life looked a little bit different. I didn't swear. I don't go to bars, things like that. I go to church. I read my Bible. But other than that, there was no power. I was missing the power. And I just felt like there's got to be more to this Christian life, not only for my own quality of life, but for God's glory. Who is attracted to the Christian message if it's really not going to affect the here and now? I mean, we all know that it means we'd go to heaven someday. And if that was all there was, that'd be enough, right? But there's more. There's for here on earth. And I just want to spread the fame of God's goodness around the whole world.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, for a moment I thought I wasn't recording, but I am, thank God. All right, I understand your book that you've written, What Are You Looking At? Finding Joy in the Chaos and Monotony of Life. Kind of shared on that, but what would you say is the takeaway that you want someone reading your book to leave with, and how would you like your book to impact them?
Okay. Well, again, the main message is joy, and it was something that I lacked for years, whether it was in those chaotic times, like going through bankruptcy. I have a daughter that had to have open heart surgery as a teenager, a son with epilepsy. So I've gone through big things, chaotic things. And how do we have joy during those times? But then there's also just the monotony of life. I'm so tired of figuring out what's for dinner every night. You know, that gets old, getting up and going to work every day. How do we find the joy in just those monotonous times of life, cleaning the house again? And what it really comes down to is, what are you looking at? What are your eyes fixed on? And for years, mine were fixed on the problem. And then that didn't solve anything. But fixing our eyes on Jesus. And in the book, I teach you exactly how to do that. One of the things I learned was that our thoughts are actual, real, physical things. Like, it creates a physical thing in your brain, and how we need to control that. I didn't know I was supposed to control my thought life other than not having, like, lustful thoughts, you know. But other than that, just whatever came in, I thought about it and entertained it, about how bad the economy was, how I might lose my job, everything I'd worry about with my children. And I had to change that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally resonate with all of what you're saying right there.
Good.
So before you tell us how we can follow up with you, is there anything else you'd like to leave the audience with, share with the audience that I hadn't already thought to ask you?
You've covered a lot. So I have my Amazon book that people can connect with me. I'm also known as the Stress Buster Coach. So I do one-on-one coaching and group coaching for people that need to overcome this stress. And, you know, one of the things that I did for years is I love to read. And so I would read, especially Christian nonfiction books, and I would read this book and think, wow, that was life-changing. That was good, meaty information. But then I put the book back on the shelf, and I would go on to the next book, or I would, you know, go on with life, and my life would not change. And so one of the things that I try to do in my ministry and through Bible studies that I'm writing is to help people find, what does this mean in everyday life? What do I do with this? How can I apply this? What difference does it make? So for instance, the next Bible study that will be starting at the beginning of July is a study on the word or the phrase in him. That's what happened to us when we became saved. We became in Christ. What does that mean? How does that change everyday life? And so we're going to be studying those scriptures. We have some journal activities and videos. But that's what I try to help people with. And we can do that in group or one-on-one coaching.
Okay, well, that sounds awesome. So share with us, how do we follow up with you if someone needs more information or wants to grab some of your stuff?
Wonderful. You could go to my website, which is Free to Reign, and it's reign as in like a king reigns, R-E-I-G-N, freetoreign.com. And right on the homepage, I would invite you to download my free gift. It's 50 kingdom principles to break free from the worry of finances. These are 50 things that I had to learn that are right from the Bible, not my ideas, but things, you know, from the Bible of the way that God's kingdom works. And they help me to get over that worry, and not just the worry of it, but actually bring finances into my life, get over the lack. And so you can download that PDF, and it comes with a financial increase video that you can watch where I tell a little bit more of my story and the exact things that I did to be able to get out of that situation. When you sign up for that, you'll also get my weekly blog, which is always teaching. It's not fluff stuff. I do deep spiritual teaching in the blog. And you can connect with me on Facebook at Donna Rickett Ministries. And I do a Facebook Live every week on the royal law of love. We're commanded to love other people. But again, what does that look like in everyday life? How do we do that?
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you, Donna Rickett, for being my guest today. And again, guys, Trudy Behrman here, Debt-Free Wealth Radio. It's been my honor to have Donna on today, an awesome woman of God, sharing her story and her resources with us today. Trudy Behrman here, thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.